This is Rabbi Nathanael Brun, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey. Recording for Monday, October 31st, 2022. We begin Daf Gimel Amud Aleph 3a, the first section, the black text. So yesterday we were dealing with the question, right, how in the world are there agricultural activities that are permitted on Shemitah? Right? Isn't everything prohibited on Shemitah? All right, so one answer we gave was that, no, it's only at this time when Shemitah is the Rabbanan. The second answer we gave was no. It could even be according to the Chacham, according to the Rabbanan, who believe that Shemitah today is Min HaTorah as well as of Torah origin. And nevertheless, it is the Avos, the prime category, head activities that are prohibited. Top of our page, Toldos Lo Asa Rachmana. Right, the subcategories, the offshoots, the Torah did not prohibit. Dichsiv, as it says, Uvashana Hashvi'it, on the seventh year, right, the sabbatical year, Shabbat Shabbaton Yela'aretz, it should be a Sabbath for the land, right, Yirevra Sadcha Lo Tizra, right, you should not plant in your field. And then a pasuk, of course, continues, Kamecha Lo Tizmor, that you should not prune your vineyard, and you should not be botzer, you should not gather your grapes. Right, that, but the Gemara assumes we know the continuation of the pasuk. Now it asks as follows, right? Michdei, certainly, for sure, zmira bechlal zuria, pruning, right, is included in a subcategory of planting, uvitzira, right, which is taking, you know, cutting the grapes off the vine, bechlal ktzira, that's a subcategory of harvesting. Right, you just harvest your wheat and your grapes differently, but it's the same activity. Therefore, ask the Gemara, l'mai hilchos ha-kasvinu rachmana, why did the Torah spell out those three activities, right? Zriya, zmira, and bitzira, right? Pruning and grape harvesting. It must be, says the Gemara, the Memra de Ahani Tolados Mechayiv. Right? It is only for those Tolados, for those subcategories that you're Chayiv, Aachranai Yasa, on the other ones, Lo Mechayiv. You're not, and that's how you could water the fields, the Beis HaShlachin, right, which was our Mishnah that we started with last week, on Shemitah. So that's answer number two. And now the Gemara says, wait a minute, Velo, right? Are you really not going to be liable for the other agricultural activities on Shemitah? Could it be? Ve'atanya, we learned in a Raisa. Karm, sad chalot is rav, cham chalot is more. Your field you should not plant, and your vineyard you should not prune. Ein li ela zeruah bezimur, that I only know, says this riser, from the pasuk planting and pruning. Minayin lenikush ule idur ule kisuach. Right, from where do I know, right? Nikush is weeding. Idur is la'ader, is to dig something out, but here it means hoeing. Kisuach is cutting weeds, right? Here it's cutting weeds without actually, says the English, without ripping them out of the ground. How do I know that those are prohibited? Talmud Lomar, Sadcha Lo, Karmacha Lo. Right, it's written in this particular language, the Pasuk is. Right, it doesn't say Lo Tizra Sadcha, don't, you know, plant in your field. It says Sadcha Lo Tizra, your field should not be planted. Your vineyard should not be pruned. That odd formulation is intentional to teach us lo kol malacha shebisadcha, but lo kol malacha shebikarmecha. Not any activity in your field, not any activity in your vineyard are you permitted to do at all. Right? Which means it's a blanket prohibition. You can't do anything from that formulation in the pasuk. And furthermore, minayin she'ein mikarsimin ve'ein mizardin ve'ein mifaskin. Be'ilan, right? How do you know that you can't prune trees? You cannot trim dry branches. You cannot cut off large branches from trees. Talmud Lomar, the same limud, Sad Chalo, Karma Chalo, that formulation. In your field it should not, in your vineyard it should not. Lo kol malacha shebesadcha, v'lo kol malacha shebekarmecha. Right? You can't do any work in your field. You cannot do any work, inclusive, any work in your vineyard. Minayin she'ein mizablin ve'in mefarkin ve'in ma'avkin ve'in ma'ashnin ba'ilan. Right? How do you know that you can't fertilize, you can't remove stones, you can't cover exposed roots, and you cannot fumigate? Right, lashen is to cause smoke in a tree. There is to get rid of insects or whatnot. Excuse me. Talmud Lomar, same limud, comes to teach us sad chalo, kar mechalo. In your field it will not be, in your vineyard it will not be. Kol malacha shebesad chalo, kol malacha shebekar mechalo. Right, you cannot do any work in your field or any work in your vineyard. Right, now the Gemara just concludes this with, now maybe you would think it would be like a totally exhaustive category of prohibition. Yachol, is it possible, or yikashkes tachas hazeitzim, lo yaadeh tachas hagefanim? You can't lightly hoe under the, right, the zeitzim and the olive trees, the gefanim are the vines. Velo yimale nekayim mayim, when there's little cracks, you can't fill them with water. Velo yaseh ugiot legefanim, you don't make the, again, those circles around the roots of the vine, so that water could gather there. You might think those are prohibited as well. Talmud Lomar comes, the Chumash, to say, Sadcha lo tizra. Right? It doesn't just say, Sadcha lo, don't do anything in your field. It says you should not plant in your field. Zriya bechlal haisa. Right? Planting or seeding, right? That would have been included in the general Sadcha lo. V'lama yatsa, why is it specified? Lehakish aleha, right? To create a hekesh, a equivalence, right, between this and the vineyard. Lomar lecha comes to teach you. Mazriya miyuchades avoda shebesada b'shebecherem. Avkol shehi avoda shebesada b'shebecherem. Right, it has to be just like planting, right? Seeds is equivalent, it is the same, it is performed both in a field for grain and in a vineyard for vines. So too, all the prohibited activities are ones that are equally applicable to fields and vineyards. All right, that comes to exclude our latter category, which is right, the light hoeing or the water filling, cracking, whatever, the little circles around the grapevines. Right. All of that is permitted because it only applies in vineyards. It does not apply out in the field as well. Okay, so we finished all that. We're still left with the question, and with this we'll end for today. Right, we have a braisa that seems to tell us that not only are the avos, the primary categories, prohibited, but the subcategories are as well. Come back tomorrow. We'll see how the Gemara answers that question. For now, concluded our learning for today. Please come back and join me tomorrow.